The weather is in transition mode across the Northeast as we move from hot and humid conditions from early this week to mild and dry weather by week's end. And it looks like tomorrow and Friday will be very pleasant days across New York and western New England. Though this transition has come with some consequences, we had some intense thunderstorms come through the area late yesterday and last night. Some of those storms did produce wind damage. In fact, there were numerous reports of wind damage across eastern New York and New England. Now, today, there are still a few thunderstorms left over. The air mass is not as hot and not as humid as it was yesterday, but there is still some instability in the air. And with the secondary cold front coming in from the north, we've seen a few storms fire up this afternoon. The storms will not be as widespread as they were yesterday. However, some of these storms could be on the strong or severe side, with heavy downpours, frequent vivid lightning, strong damaging wind gusts in excess of 60 miles per hour, and some of the strongest storms will have some hail as well. So we'll be on the lookout for storms between now and about 10 or 11 o'clock tonight. Then things will really settle down as some much less humid air comes in from the north, so it'll turn into a comfortable night for sleeping, with temperatures falling back into the 50s and 60s. We may have some areas of fog form after midnight. Then as we work through the day tomorrow, high pressure will build in from the west. I'm expecting a partly to mostly sunny sky. I can't rule out an isolated shower tomorrow, but they would be isolated at most. Temperatures tomorrow will be in the 70s to mid-80s, and again, our dew point temperatures will be quite low, so it's not going to be humid at all, and we'll keep that pleasant weather in the forecast through the day Friday, and even into Saturday, I'm expecting dry conditions across the region. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, primarily this evening, areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the 70s to around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of evening showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. And tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the 70s to around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms primarily this evening, areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-60s, and tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 80 to 85. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, primarily this evening, areas of fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny, high in the mid-70s to lower 80s. And on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.